Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon alongside our Director of Sales and Marketing and on-air host now, Amanda Pierce. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning, all.
Great to have you here as we have a very special episode of Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us in the studio is Abdul Fox. We're going to call him Coach Fox for the interview. He's with Orange Theory Fitness and Redline Athletics. And Coach Fox, Abdul Fox, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely excited.
Great to have you here. Amanda has been talking about you for like weeks. She's like, I'm so excited. Can't wait to have you here. She's all decked out in her Orange Theory gear, shirts, pants. I mean, what else you got? I got everything.
Bracelets, glasses, every promotional item that Orange Theory has produced over the past 3 years, I'm repping.
Whatever the Kool-Aid is that you're serving, Abdul, she's drinking it.
That is what we call it, the Orange Kool-Aid. I like it.
Tell us all about Orange Theory Fitness and Redline Athletics. What is that?
Well, Orange Theory Fitness is a group personal training facility. We focus on three components, endurance, strength, and power. Are pretty unique. Everyone gets a heart rate monitor, so people get to see the results in real time. So strategically, I'm trying to coach people into what we call the orange zone. Some people don't like that zone. That's where they actually feel uncomfortable. It's in an anaerobic state where their heart rate reaches about 84%. If we can continually do that, they can burn calories the next 36 hours after they actually leave. So that's what I would say the secret sauce is the orange zone, hence all the orange that Amanda has on.
Uh-huh. What about the red line?
Red line is another passion that we've kind of ventured off from Orange Theory to involve youth athletics or youth sport training to focus on kids eight to 18, trying to focus on speed, agility, core, strength, and also give kids an outlet. To me, I think some kids don't have a place they call their own. Parents are not allowed to a certain extent to watch. They have to be in a room where they can kind of let the kid be themselves, and we try to really make sure we develop them where they can actually use what we teach them in their real sports, whether they play baseball, soccer, track, cross-country, mm-hmm. whatever it may be.
Now, you have multiple locations.
Yeah, I've got a lot of driving. I think my car is maybe 5 years old, almost 170,000 miles. So
wow.
A lot of driving. But, you know, we're kind of spread out, but I have, to me, some great people in each location that allows the studio to run effectively. And I just try to come in and make sure that everything's up to par.
Now, you have three locations for your Orange Theory Fitness studios, correct?
Yes. Cumming, Georgia, Peachtree City, and way down in Columbus.
Columbus, Georgia.
Down there almost by Alabama.
And Peachtree City, Georgia is where I found you.
Yes, great location, great energy in the studio, and some great coaches. Coach Darrell has been with us since the beginning of time when that studio opened. But just a great community that's really embraced health and wellness in a fun way. I think some people think, you know, you got to go to the gym and it's spend 2 or 3 hours. You're in with an hour, and before you know it, it's over.
It's over.
This seems to be the growing trend and sweeping the nation right now, these type of fitness facilities. You hear a lot about boot camp. That's been a thing.
Yep.
Are you similar to a boot camp thing, or are there differences? What makes you guys different and unique?
I think the difference between our studios is we have the science to kind of back what we are trying to get people to do. Consistently, if you reach that orange zone, it's science. Your body can't produce the oxygen, therefore it speeds up your metabolism. Therefore, you burn calories the next 36 hours after. People, I don't think the industry hasn't learned to capture that data, which you can take that data to your cardiologist and show from when you first started to 3 months later how your heart has actually improved. Most males, we hate cardio. We just want to lift, 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 but we can't run a mile before we're out of breath. So I think that's something that separates us from it. And I think the culture within itself, they're doing the same thing in Chicago and New York and California at the same time. So that social network, if your friend is doing it in Vegas and you're doing it in New York, you can actually share results, which is pretty cool.
I can speak to those results firsthand. I'll say I've been an enthusiast for 3 years, and they've helped me reduce my weight by 20 pounds.
Okay.
Not only, and I've shared with Fox the whole theory behind Orange Theory, strength, power, and endurance. That's something I've been able to translate throughout my life, not only physically, but mentally as well. So they're preparing all of their members and all their participants for strength beyond the physical aspect. And I will say, truly, I did start off as a power walker three years ago, and now I'm a runner.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, to elaborate on what you said, I think the strength is in numbers sometimes, that people come to the studio for one thing, but then within that culture, they get support from other people. So I think that's a just very valid point you put, strength, that you can learn.
The community.
Yes, but just amazing.
But
it's
some
amazing.
People on the internet, they call it a cult following. I'll tell you what, I drank the Kool-Aid.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I am a cult follower of Orange Theory Fitness.
I think it's health and wellness in a fun way, and why not be a cult about it? I mean, it's just...
Because it's addictive.
Yeah. We just put one in Dubai. It's just amazing to watch this thing grow from 2 to over 1,100. So it's pretty addicting.
Well, Coach Fox, before we get into what motivates you and everything, I want to hear your story, because you want to learn about Abdul Fox. You've got an interesting past. So so tell us all about your past and what led you to where you are today.
Wow. Quiet kid from Queens. I grew up in the what we call Astoria, Queens, predominantly Greek and Cypriot area, and blessed to have some great mentors. Kenny Smith's brother was my mentor coming up throughout basketball, and eventually became pretty good at it and obtained a scholarship to the University of Rhode Island, where I ended up, you know, being pretty good.
And we're on radio, so people can't see you. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot seven.
6 foot seven.
Probably 170 pounds back then in college, so I put on some weight since then. But was blessed to have a great college career, and by the time I was a senior, I was predicted, you know, top 15 small forwards in the country, and obviously, you know, every kid wants to grow up and play in the NBA. So I chased that dream for about 3 years. I got to live with Mutombo my rookie year and sat behind Michael Jordan in 96 and got my butt kicked every single day. But it was just a great learning experience to see that gentleman's work ethic, to be the best, to be the first one in the gym, the last to leave the gym, to me set the stone from where I had to improve from there on out. And believe it or not, I went to Europe kicking and screaming. My dad was in the Navy, and he said, son, go to Europe. You might enjoy the experience. And had my first job in the south of France. You know, I'm a kid from Astoria, Queens. Now I'm living in the south of France. And I told my mom, I'm never coming home. This is just fantastic. And then the energy level of basketball, to me, it reminds me of a soccer game, where just the excitement reminds me of March Madness on steroids. So if you couldn't get excited to play at that level, you shouldn't be playing basketball. So that kind of was my journey through sports, which was just phenomenal to see the world. Sometimes I speak at schools, and everyone wants to hear the NBA experience. And I try to explain to the young kids, I'm on my third passport because there's nowhere to stamp.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
So basketball's taking you all over the
yes.
world. And it used to be that Europe, you know, you look down on the leagues a little bit.
Yes.
But the talent, you see in the draft now, all the top players are coming out of Europe as well.
Yeah, I think I say basketball pool is different. You know, we have AAU. They're considered professionals at 14, 15, can be on a club team. Therefore, I think their development is somewhat catching up to the Americans, I would say.
Yep. So about 15 years ago or so, the basketball playing days came to an end. That's always a tough time for an athlete. You know, your whole life, you wanted to be an NBA player. You got the chance to play professionally for a pretty long time.
Right.
And now that's all done.
That's when he became re-inspired.
Re-inspired, yeah. What was that like in your life?
I never wanted to have basketball define who I was. It was my job, and it was a great job at that time, and I always wanted to figure out what I wanted to do when I stopped playing basketball. And it's funny, I kind of went cold turkey. I have to give credit to a mentor, Andrew Kennedy, who lived in Tampa when I went to go visit, and you know, told me I should invest in real estate. So I said, all right, you know, I'll buy a house. And I'm thinking, you buy the house and you just leave it and come back and it's done. And I had signed to play in Portugal, but they was like, you don't want to leave your house not being built the wrong way. So I customized it to my height so I didn't have to always duck. But one thing that I think really changed my progression was my brother's senior high school. I never seen my brother play high school basketball. He ended up going to the same prep school I went to. So I said, you know what, let's just take the year off and, you know, see what this brings. And I fell into some business opportunities. And believe it or not, there was a management and training program for minorities in the auto industry. And I was recruited to be at what they call the MIT program. So I was on Business News Network, and I was the poster child. But I was like, dude, I'm not selling no cars. There's no way. He said, I'm not I don't want to teach you to sell cars, but you have to be able to mentor people, but you have to experience what they did. So I was like, okay, that made sense. So I crushed it for about 5 years. I was set to be the next regional manager of a dealership in Wesley Chapel Toyota, but I didn't enjoy it. So I just walked out one day and said, you know, it was a great time. I had a great experience, and I just quit. And then I kind of fell into fitness, where it was my first love was a spin instructor, and I actually got to feel what it was like to play basketball on a spin bike. So that was my first introduction into training, but it was difficult because I was always the one training. I never knew what it felt like to actually help someone. So that's when I kind of fell in love with Orange Theory, and I kind of went full circle, hence the word re-inspired, to give back and have the same motivation and passion into something else.
So you can exercise your mentorship and your coaching skills with all of your members as well.
It's great convincing someone of something they think they couldn't do. That's an adrenaline rush. Like, that to me is awesome. Where I didn't think I could do that, and you convinced me that I could. And to have that be the highlight of their day, really just, I wake up every day with like, okay, let's go to work. It's a good feeling.
And see their transformation firsthand.
Day and night. Mm-hmm. Day and night. Even if it's just from walking, like you said, to becoming a jogger or picking up some heavy weights or just being involved. Sometimes we have studio events and everyone's always afraid, oh, I don't think I could do it. I don't want to be involved when we have the dry try or something. People now get involved based on their confidence just from working out.
And the camaraderie that you've built within the studio as well.
Yeah, we're pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. We're pretty crazy. People forget there's music on. So sometimes the right song, I don't even have to tell you to run fast. You hear, you, oh my God, that's my song.
Mm-hmm. How many times have I asked you to send me your playlist after a
This is true. This is true.
Talk about the age ranges. Now, this is a fitness program that is available for all age,
yes,
all age ranges and all fitness levels. Talk to me about the parameters.
I think it's probably 70-30. Females, I think, always tend to be smarter than us. They understand the importance of cardiovascular health. Most males, we want to lift weights in the gym for an hour, 2 hours, and we can't run a mile. So I would say our demographic is female 32 to about 65. I wouldn't even cap it at 65. We have a young lady in Peachtree City that's 73. Yeah, 73. And
she's
to watch
an
her, you know, go for it at her age. But trying to captivate more males and convince them of the importance of cardiovascular. But females, y'all understand it. Y'all mm-hmm. get it.
It's that 1 hour and done.
Yeah. Yeah, drop the kid off and zoom, zoom.
It's got to be a challenge, though, because not only are you working with all these folks, you're also running a business. And sometimes the business part takes over of what you really love to do.
Right.
So what's that been like growing the business to now multiple locations all over the state of Georgia?
The business side, the most challenging would be, I'll probably say, hiring the right employees.
Right.
To have the same passion that you have sometimes was, not sometimes, it's a big challenge for me because, you know, I live and breathe Orange Theory and Red Lion, just trying to help, you know, them understand the importance. But I think what keeps us successful is we always focus on the customer service piece. If you do that, you know, the money to me will come. If you focus on the money, I think we have the bad ingredients. So we really try to focus on customer service, making it that be the priority, and it'll take care of itself.
I think that's well said. Don't ever focus on the money.
Yes.
I mean, if you love what you do and you work hard, that will eventually come.
Yes.
So what are the plans as you move forward?
Well, Red Line, I think, is we have the right. So we're the area rep from Tampa to Miami. So we're responsible for building that region. So eventually, I think Florida is definitely in our sights. We have two here in Georgia, but I think Florida is something where we want to migrate to, and mm-hmm. hopefully I can get back to the palm trees, you know, moms down in Tampa. But until then, I'm just going to really try to focus on Georgia and keep these five or three Orange Theories and two Red Lines to me growing in the right direction. I think it's my main focus right now.
How hard was it for you to not want to coach basketball? Because you are Coach Fox, after all.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of former players, they it's hard to peel away from the game, and they want to coach.
Actually, it was pretty easy. I thought coaching was too easy because I had all this knowledge. It was too easy to transition. Therefore, I wanted to challenge myself and do something different. So the auto industry, I had to learn the finance piece. I didn't go to school for finance. So that learning curve excited me to learn that and be able to be good at it. So I actually removed myself from basketball just to try to challenge myself to be something different. Now, with Red Line, I've got the itch again because now I'm around kids uh-huh. and being able to mentor them and teach them everything I've learned is very exciting. So,
what age range does Red Line Athletics cater to?
I say 8 to 18, but we have some 7 years old that, you know, they play AAU sports, they've been organized, they listen well, that actually can pull off Red Line. So I would say 7 to 18. But it's fun to watch them at their purest mm-hmm. form when they learn something and they go – to their game and say, actually work, coach. Look what happened. I hit it this way. That's what we did in the gym. So that part is just is rewarding because we tend to go to their games to try to see them in real live time to see how we can help them improve. And just watch them being so excited when they actually make some progress.
Columbus, Peachtree City, Roswell, Duluth. I mean, what does your schedule look like? Do you try to hit each one every week? Or you talked about how much miles you're putting in your car.
Columbus has a great team. We actually hired a regional guy, Buddy Dutois, who actually oversees all three. And with him,
Buddy Dutois?
Dutois.
Did you meet him while you were in France?
He's going to enjoy that because he's actually from Columbus.
There's got to be some French in his bloodline.
I hope so. But he's, to me, the cornerstone of making sure all three studios run so I can kind of pull back from Columbus. So I've really been focusing on Peachtree City and coming now and trying to get those studios where they should be.
And he does still coach. He coached a class this morning before he came in today?
I think I need the coach just to be involved and still be able to deliver the product. See, I was fortunate. My training came from Ellen Latham, the young lady who created Orange Theory. So to have that knowledge on what it should be, I always want to try to relay to coaches or to members to see what it should look like. Now, we have some great coaches, but I always like to make sure I'm involved in coaching and still delivering the product the way she wanted me to deliver it.
Yeah. Well, we want folks out there that are listening that are not at, you know, that are not getting out there and not moving to be active.
Right.
Whether it's with Orange Theory or any of the other great places out there. But what is it about Orange Theory? I'll let you put your sales cap on now. For that person that has not come through your doors, why should they at least pay a visit? And then we know they'll fall in love, but why should they pay that first visit?
That's a good question.
The first class is always free.
This is true.
And if you need a burn buddy, Amanda volunteers.
I just think the way the healthcare industry is going and, you know, it's preventative maintenance. So I think we wait till something really happens. Okay, I need to get in shape now because I had a stroke or the doctor said I need to do it to lose all this weight. Where I think if we start it now, it could become a norm and you might see the longevity in your life, hence the hashtag more life. We're convinced that if we can get you to do what we do for an hour, it's going to create longevity for your life. So I tell people, if you got kids and you want to be around, or you know, you got parents that you want to outlast, that it's take the first step. That's the hardest, is taking the first step. Yeah. But when you get there, if it's a captivating studio, you realize you got people that support you, there's music, there's fun. We try to make it a fun environment where it doesn't feel like you're working out.
It's invigorating.
And I would think once you start seeing the results, that just fires you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Even just the cardiovascular result. Like, you can track your progress. You should not have your first report look like the same 3 months later. It's not going to happen if you strategically do what we ask you to.
That brings to a good point. When you go in for the first time, Mike, you actually get a consultation from the professional coach. So they kind of talk to you and want to understand exactly what your fitness goals are, and they help you set forth a plan to achieve those goals together. And then Fox and all the other coaches will hold you accountable throughout your fitness journey in an effort to help you reach your goal.
Hence the word accountable. I try to tell my sales staff, like, I don't sell memberships. I try to figure out someone's lifestyle. Based on that, we usually have something that can either have them start once a week or two times a week or come as many as 3 to 4. Based on that conversation, I try to map out what works for them. But the minute they don't show up, I'm the first person to call, like, hey, where you going? We haven't seen you in a while. Like, sometimes I just send emoji with the smiley face with, like, oh, he busted me. I haven't been here in about 2 weeks. So if you can kind of create that atmosphere where they know you're actually trying to, you want them to help them succeed, it doesn't feel like it's a membership. I tell people, I don't sell memberships. I sell lifestyles. And if your lifestyle can kind of form to what we do, you're going to be successful.
I know some people that, you know, they don't look like how they used to look, and they're afraid to go into a gym or any kind of a fitness place because they feel like they're going to be judged.
Facts.
There's no judging.
No. I think Orange Theory has come full circle in their campaign. It used to be the slim person was always on our commercials. Now they realize, you know, we need some real life people who may sometimes be overweight, but put that one foot forward and create a journey for themselves. So I'm happy to see them change their, even just their marketing scheme and trying to attract not always the slim person that's in there working out.
That's a good point. You know, all those, you know, fitness clubs, it'd always be that, you know, that buff person, and it's like, I don't look like that. That's not the place for me.
Exactly.
Put some fat guy in there with a donut sticking out of his mouth. It's like, okay, I fit in there.
I will say from experience in walking to LA Fitness or something like that, it's a little bit intimidating. But every time I walk into an Orange Theory Fitness, I feel like I am a part of the family. the OTF.
Some of those places are too big.
Oh, they are, and very confusing.
Yeah. Well, boutique fitness is what I would say Orange Theory is catered to, the boutique clientele where the person should know your name, and I should know your son scored the winning soccer game last night. So all those things are important.
Community.
Well, Coach Fox, for those that would like to find out more about Orange Theory Fitness or Redline Athletics, where can they get that information?
Well, Orange Theory is about 48 locations in Georgia. So, of course, I would love them to come to my studio. But in the event, there's typically one within five miles from where you live, all the way from Atlanta to Macon to Warner Robins to Sandy Springs, Cumming, Peachtree City. They're quite all over. And like she said, every class is free. The first class is free. So just stop in, and hopefully that can be the start of something new. Redline Athletics is if you want to get rid of your kid for 90 minutes, we gladly take care of them. There's one in Cumming, there's one in Buford, and there's one in Roswell. And then there's about maybe, 32. So there's some in Detroit, Arizona is where it started. So there's some quite around. But it's growing. So I think Redline is the next Orange Theory. So
you have the only two that are here in the state of Georgia?
We own two, but there's another gentleman who owns one in Cumming.
Okay, so there's three total there's in three Georgia, total in and Georgia. You own two of them. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And for those that only want to go to the Coach Fox Orange Theories, which locations are those?
Oh, we're one in Cumming, exit 14, Peachtree City. Oh, I don't know what exit
better
that
known
is.
As a golf cart community. Yes. Exit 61 off of 85 South.
There you go. Bang, bang. In Columbus all the way
down Victory
all
Drive.
All the way down.
Yes.
By Fort Benning.
Yes. But I encourage everyone. Obviously, I'm a big component of trying to highlight the brand. So obviously I would love for them to see me, and if they don't, I would love for them to step into any Orange Theory in Georgia and make that first step.
Very cool. Well, Amanda's all decked out, ready to go. So as soon as we sign off the air here, she's ready for class.
I have one question for you, Mike, before we get off the
air.
Uh-oh,
they got you on
radio. Oh, my God.
Mike.
All right.
It's coming.
That's the end of the show.
It's coming.
I have a feeling,
when can we get you and Tracy in for an Orange Theory Fitness class?
Whenever you ask us, I guess.
We'll bring some free passes for you guys so you can join.
Well, let me know. I'll make sure I'll be there.
Can't believe she did that on the air.
That means she's got evidence of it happening.
And the burpees will come later.
Abdul Fox, Orange Theory Fitness and Redline Athletics, thanks for coming by the studio this morning.
Very seamless, man. It was fun chatting with both of you. Hopefully I can come back again, and hopefully I'll be there for your first class.
There you go. You live in Midtown, right?
Yes. So
you jogged here, right?
Oh, no, no.
No.
You took the helicopter.
No. I do ride those little scooters a lot, though.
The cricket?
Yes. They're pretty fun.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Man,
good to see you.
My pleasure.
Want to remind you before we sign off that the show is brought to you by Eastside Medical Care, Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community health care leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com. And finally, yesterday, you and I, Amanda and Duffy Dixon, we were at Summit Chase Country Club in Snellville for the Subaru of Gwinnett Back to School Backpack Program Golf Tournament, raising money for a great cause. And of course, Subaru is our big partner, and it's all about love with a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, like I am, then follow Subaru on Facebook for the latest offers, reviews, and community events. Amanda, another showdown in your arsenal. Great job again.
One in the books. Thank you for having me.
All right, get ready to get sweaty with Coach Fox now. For Amanda and our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.